Whenever it happens, the shift to highly automated vehicles will mean big changes for auto insurers like State Farm. A new study from the RAND Corporation goes deep on those changes, a well-informed speculation from stakeholders across insurance and auto manufacturing. Carlin Stanley is the study's lead author. She tells Ryan Denham the insurance industry can adapt as liability shifts from the driver to the vehicle manufacturer. Stanley says that could be disruptive to the marketplace, where consumers are accustomed to nonstop TV ads and can easily change companies to save a buck.
Some of the experts we spoke with thought that it was possible that as vehicles become more automated, moving up to really a more highly automated configuration, that manufacturers might start offering auto insurance as part of a bundle, if you will, as part of the sale of the automobile. However, other experts said, no. Manufacturers don't have the core competency to handle the really complex and claims intensive world of insurance. So there's a real split in view in terms of how insurance at those higher levels of automation will really be handled.
Could they have it both ways? Could we see automobile manufacturers or OEMs is kind of a shorthand? Could we see them purchasing auto insurance companies and actually absorbing one and then bringing it in-house and making that part of its bundle?
That's certainly something that was mentioned by a couple of our experts as being a possibility.
What about the workforce needs of insurance companies in this world where there is more autonomous driving at a high level and theoretically fewer accidents? Are auto insurers going to need the same amount of people in their workforces to operate in that type of world?
But what we heard from the experts was that certainly for the foreseeable future, there are going to continue to be conventional cars on the road. And so even if you have an accident between a conventional car and a highly automated vehicle, you're still going to go through the claims process. And that claims process is not going to change very much. So that although there may be fewer accidents in the pretty distant future, at least in the near term, we're going to be seeing a mixed fleet of vehicles and with the opportunity for needing those claims folks handling the day-to-day fender benders and other accidents.
Well, anyone who's been in a fender bender knows how expensive even that can be, even when the damage is seemingly minor. But then you start putting, sensors to power autonomous driving all around a vehicle. And those are, high-tech pieces of equipment. What does this transition to autonomous vehicles, especially these higher levels, what is it going to mean for the cost of accidents?
Well, in the short term, you're so right. The cost of sensors, especially when they're in vulnerable places like behind bumpers, certainly can increase the cost of fender benders. That's what we heard from all the experts. However, we also learned from the experts that sensors and cameras are being deployed in more protected places now within vehicles that are being developed. And there was a group of experts that said, well, wait a minute, the higher cost of repair is going to be offset by a lower number of accidents. Because the theory is that as you have these extra sensors and cameras, there are going to be fewer accidents and hopefully even fewer fender benders.
There are a lot of sides to this issue. Insurance companies themselves, also auto manufacturers. In our community, we have we have both. We have State Farm's headquartered here. We also have an electric automaker called Rivian that's going to be building its electric trucks and SUVs and vans in our community. Your number one recommendation coming out of this study is that what's going to have to happen from a data sharing perspective is that auto manufacturers and insurance companies are going to have to find a way to share data with each other throughout this process. Can you explain that a little bit more and why that was sort of number one on the list?
It's really important because insurers will tell you that they need information about what sort of capabilities a vehicle had, especially with as we go up the we progress with automation, so that in any accident they can really determine liability, who was at fault, or even what was at fault. So they need, insurers say they need more data, and there's a lot of data that's created by highly automated vehicles. On the other hand, manufacturers are very concerned about providing that information because they think it has a lot of proprietary information embedded in it. And of course, this is a competitive environment where manufacturers are all trying to develop their own highly automated vehicles, and they don't want a release of their proprietary information. So you have a real kind of a standoff right now between the manufacturers and the insurers. Manufacturers say, oh, the insurers can get the information in other ways. And the insurers say, no, we must get it from the manufacturers. So I think that government folks are kind of watching this situation, hoping the industry will work it out for themselves in terms of some sort of collaboration. Otherwise, there may need to be efforts to bring people together.
And by that, I'm inferring that you mean like regulators would actually have to step in and set up some sort of parameters for data sharing?
Well, yes. And I think that regulators are loath to do that. They want to see the industry work it out.
That's Carlin Stanley from the RAND Corporation speaking to Ryan Denham about her new study on auto insurance and autonomous driving. Find a link to the full study at WGLT.org.